Bonjour mes amis, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme La Tasse de Café. C'est mercredi, le milieu de la semaine, le 19 de juin. Et notre programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par Raiders Insulation Express, U-Storage, Self-Storage, Flat Town Form Supply and Hardware, Gibco Pools, Sooner Auto Salvage, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Sester Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, The Weibel Collection, Jean-Mart Incorporated, Industrial Supply and Sports, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, et Fontenot Physical Therapy. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les mercredis matin. Et ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin et Monsieur Jim Swallow va être ici dans les prochaines quelques minutes pour commencer notre programme et accepter votre phone calls. Et n'oubliez pas, tu peux écouter sur les deux stations, sur KBPI, AM et FM, la ville plate. Et aussi, les lignes de téléphone est ouvertes à 363-2124. Area code 337-363-2124. T'es invité pour donner des ordres et phone call à ce matin, mes amis. Sur n'importe quel sujet, peut-être un compte, un comment, une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais. C'est tous des bons sujets pour chercher avec nous autres ce matin. Et bonjour, Jim, comment ça va?
Hey, Mark, ça va. Des fois, ça va pas trop bien, mais ça va quand même.
Exactement.
Ça se fait aujourd'hui, on est qui? Mercredi, le milieu de la semaine.
Oui.
Et c'est proche, on peut dire, le milieu du mois.
Ça, c'est bien.
Yeah, enfin, un peu passé le milieu du mois, pour bien dire. Mais on est content d'avoir tout le monde qui a préécouté le programme aujourd'hui sur la tasse de café. Et puis, on a différents annoncements à faire. J'espère, ouais. C'est pour dire le mot du jour. Hein,
oh, exactement, on a besoin pour faire ça en avant.
Le mot du jour, je crois que je peux le trouver ici, là, is lubricant.
Lubricant?
Lubricant. L-U-B-R-I-C-A-N-T.
La graisse?
Exactement, la graisse ou l'huile.
L'huile.
Pour graisser les affaires, tu connais? C'est pas s'il y a du monde qui use toujours de la graisse de wagon. Tu n'es pas familier avec ça, tu as été élevé dans la ville, mais... des années passées, on avait chaque habitation avait un wagon, et puis on ôtait la roue et mettre de la graisse dessus le bout de l'essieu. Et là, remettre la roue encore.
Now, the sieu is what, Jim?
The axle.
The axle.
Yeah, l'essieu. The axle.
L'essieu, okay.
And of course, maybe somebody has some memories of doing that. You know, oh, that's right, you need this. Okay. All right. Lubricant. La graisse ou l'huile.
And do you recognize a particular gentleman sitting next to you, Jim?
We certainly do recognize this particular gentleman. Is he dangerous?
He says he is, but I don't think so. He said his wife says that he's not.
I used to be dangerous when I was 18.
All right.
Yeah, but I've gotten older. I'm a little less dangerous now.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Our good friend Nick Jagneau, who's here for the summer, and he's got his very popular morning show back on the radio with us. And we want to welcome Nick back with us on KVPI. It's good to have him with us, and he's kind of sitting in to check us out sur la tasse de café, Jim. And while we wait for that first phone call of the day, we're going to talk about one of our not bon sponsors, and that's going to be for the good folks over right there in the Bunkie area, Jim. You know, it's summertime. There's nothing better on a hot summer day like today than a dip in the pool. That's it. That's it. And here is Gibco Pools. Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie is the industry leader in fiberglass pools and spas for over 20 years in Central and South Louisiana. They're proud to have installed hundreds of pools through the years, including many right here in our listening area. Call 318-346-8733. Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie.
We're the one for family fun.
Be sure to go by and visit with the folks over at Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie and tell them you heard this message on KVPI. Jim, and we have our first phone call of the day.
All right, mon cheveu. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
C'est mon tour.
Oh, mais garde, donc il est de bonne heure ce matin.
Oh, je suis bien de bonne heure ce matin.
Tu t'es réveillé de bon matin?
Je n'ai pas pu dormir tard.
All right. Go ahead, Floyd.
A few words about our business establishment, 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. It's the U Stewart complex where you can come in and store your items that you have not enough room at your home anymore, and you can store them for 1 month at a time, or 3 months, or 6 months, a year, as much time as you need, and we can help you decide what kind of space that you need, small, large, medium, whatever, and then you can decide whether you want the air-conditioned units or you want the non-air-conditioned units. And we'd be happy to assist you with that. Our staff is there from Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. And don't forget, too, that we have 24-hour video surveillance of our entire complex to further secure the property of our clients. And we're the premier unit in Ville Platte and still serving you and thanking you for using us when you need storage facilities. And that's the U Storage Complex here in Ville Platte. And while you're there, don't forget that we're also the UPS drop-off station. People have a lot of shipments sometimes to return, and they've got those return labels, and you just bring that over there and just drop them off, and you get a receipt for it, and we'll take care of the rest of it. It'll be shipped out for you. And if you have occasion to want to ship something out yourself to someone, we can help you with that as well. And then while you're in the office, don't forget to check out the inventory of the Mini Floyd's Record Shop right there with the along with some books and DVDs and CDs and stuff about learning how to play music or something about our Cajun culture or heritage. We've got that, and we've got the music that you've loved over the years from the 50s and 60s and 70s on up through and in CD form. And we still have some vinyl and some cassettes available at very reasonable prices if you're interested in that. And if you've got an album or a record that you've cherished in the past and it was damaged or lost or barred and not returned or whatever the case might be, but you'd love to have it again, chances are if it's still in print, we can get it for you if we don't have it in stock. It takes about a couple of days, and there's no extra charge for that. And then we'll help you if you're not sure of the artist's name or the particular song that you're looking for or whatever, we can help you with that as well. So come by and visit with us, and don't forget that we've got the Cajun Dictionary and the Cajun Self-Taught and some other items there that if you really want to learn to speak French or improve your learning of the French language, we have those items for you as well in our inventory. Ça fait si tu veux apprendre à parler français, tu peux faire ça avec les articles qu'il y en a pour aider. J'ai fait mon point clair ce matin, Jim.
Oui, Floyd, t'as fait ton point clair. Et il manque un compte, peut-être?
Ah, un petit compte. Boudreau est un peu content à Thébédo un jour. Il dit, tu connais une chose? Il dit, je connais pas s'il faudra pas que je m'achète tout du nouveau linge. Il dit, mon linge est tout à pérapetissé. Il dit, et il dit, j'ai acheté une nouvelle machine pour chausser les linges électriques. Et il dit, je crois peut-être que c'est cette machine-là là, qui peut affecter mon linge, qui peut faire ça, réduire comme ça. Mm-hmm. Mais là, un bout de temps après ça, il dit, j'ai calculé un peu, et j'ai décidé, c'était pas la chasseuse à linge, mais c'est plutôt la glacière pleine de manger.
Oh, oui, ça c'est bien
c'est
raisonnable.
C'est ça qui était le problème.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you, Floyd. That's a good one.
Manger, c'est ça qui était le problème.
Exactement, Jim. That's
a
good one.
Spécialement les derniers quelques jours là, avec Father's Day, toutes sortes de choses comme ça, là, on a peut-être mangé un petit peu de trop.
Amen on that one, Jim. 363-2124, something I posted on our La Tasta Cafe Facebook page, Jim. This gentleman standing on a very tall ladder from Alabama. His name is Charles Wilbur. Holding the world record for the most tomatoes per plant and the tallest tomato plants, Jim. Look how tall those plants are.
Wow, he's on top of a stepladder and he's still not at the very top of the tomato plant.
No, look how tall.
Je peux pas comprendre ça.
C'est comme des arbres. It's like tomato trees.
Oh oui, et puis c'est pas si les tomates goûtent bien.
That I don't know.
C'est pas si sont si délicieux que les tomates qui est fait dans les jardins autour d'ici.
I'll tell you what, Jim, I had the chance to try, and the wife has, she's really into tomatoes. Those homegrown tomatoes are starting to crop up at some of the local grocery stores around here, and from what I understand, they're delicious.
Oh, mais so toi, tu manges pas ça.
No, but the wife loves it.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling how good they are right now.
Écoute, avec des slices de tomates, ça peut faire un hamburger d'œuf goûter beaucoup délicieux.
Give us a call, 363-2124. Allons écouter un message à Star pour le Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And right now we want to talk about a car dealership where friends meet. And there's a reason. We're talking about Roy Motors Chevrolet right there in Opelousas, having been your Chevrolet dealer for over 80 years. And they're still working hard to earn your business by offering you high quality of service with fair, no-pressure deals, whether you're looking for the new Chevrolets or in their late model used car department. They've got the complete service department. They've got the body shop as well. And you can call them today. The phone number, 337-942-9701. En français, 337-942-9701. Chevrolet dealership right there at 929 North Main in Opelousas. And if you want to get the process started in purchasing a vehicle, you can go online to roymotors.com and even apply for financing today and check out their inventory. Roy Motors in Opelousas, 929 North Main, where friends meet.
T'es pas des points not call, Jim.
On va prendre un phone call, Mark, et on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, it's Camille, Mr. Jim.
Yes, Camille, go ahead.
I want to toss out something that I think the listeners might have fun talking about, and we're going to learn some things. I don't know if y'all are familiar, Mr. Jim, you and Mark, and I presume you are, with the Lost Cemetery in Point Blue.
Un cimetière. Ça, c'est un cimetière dans le grand pin à l'Anse Bleu.
Uh-huh.
Il y a des arbres tout autour.
Exactly.
I went there one time years ago.
It's a beautiful old place, and it was someone's home area. It actually, Mr. J.D. Swallow probably is the most educated on it, because he really is the caretaker. It is under the police jury, but because it is a pauper cemetery. But it's called the Lost Cemetery. And what's interesting about it is here in our parish, I don't know that every parish has one. I have done a little research on it. We do have a family member. Randy had a cousin at one time who was buried there because he was a pauper. And we went to that funeral there, which was very nice. I mean, you know, it was given, you know, free of charge. But we had a minister that went. And because he was a veteran, we saw to it that he had a plaque put on it. Mr. J.D., I'm sure, is the one who did, on his grave. But many people that are buried there or could have been just loiterers or people who were found and they didn't have family, no one claimed. And you start thinking about people who they never find anymore. We talk about that all the time now, you know, about DNA and all that. Wondering if some people were there and nobody knows where they are. And how, what constitutes putting them there? And if you've never seen it, it is a beautiful old place where these crosses, Mr. J.D. makes the little wooden crosses for each of the graves.
All right. Well, maybe somebody
so it's truly a piece of history in our parish. And I just wonder, even for young people today, it would be a great paper to write or even an essay in school on what it is and why it's there and the good it does, you know, for the people who need to be buried and in a place where it is definitely that it is it's kept, you know, as a place that is a sacred ground.
Uh-huh.
Are there a lot of people buried there?
Yes, there are, Mark, and I really don't know I'm going to find out. JD's doing a little project for us, but I'm going to find out exactly how many. But I know people do ask about it, so I know that people know about it, but I'm sure plenty don't know about it. So I just think it would be interesting. I'm sure it's touched many people of the parish. I just think it might be an interesting topic.
I remember going there many, many years ago, Le Vieux Cimetière. And maybe J.D.
big
can tell
old
us a little
trees,
bit more
and if
about
I'm
it.
Not mistaken, I think I'm right. They had, it was a big home, a family acreage that they eventually left, and nobody kept it up. I think it eventually just became back to the parish. I really don't know the whole history, but I think it would be interesting to know if some other people do know, and I'm sure Mr. J.D. will call in, too.
Uh-huh. All right, Camille, thank you very much for that.
Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Miss Camille. And not call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Jeanette.
Yes, Jeanette.
Village.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is there. And yes, it's very easy to find since they put a sign, Lost Cemetery.
Oh, no kidding. There's a sign.
Yes, at the road.
Uh-huh.
At the highway, I mean.
Yeah, that would be 29 South.
A little, dirt road.
Uh-huh.
They ever graveled it. I have 4 great uncles that were buried there.
Oh, all right.
They died as infants.
Uh-huh.
And they're buried there. And I have some other relatives, I think, in there, too.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, maybe
I had a
somebody.
Sister, and I think there was an old aunt and uncle that was buried next to each other. With trees vining over them.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there's a beautiful aloe vera.
Uh-huh.
When you drive up to it.
Uh-huh.
A great giant one.
Well, very good. Thank you. Maybe somebody else has some information on that. Thank you, Camille.
No, this is Jeanette.
Oh, Jeanette. I'm sorry, Jeanette.
I wanted to ask to Camille. Yes,
we talked
we
to Camille just now.
It,
now
and
this
there
is
a lot of people buried there,
Jeanette,
and now it's a place to bury people that don't that the bodies are not claimed.
All right. Thank you so much for the information.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you, Miss Jeanette. Let's take another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim, I forgot to talk about one thing this morning. I read something in the paper about the state of Minnesota that's having a deluge of a battle with the little gnats, those little black gnats.
Oh, Lordy.
With the flooding.
That's more dick to stop than mosquitoes.
Like they used to. And they are having a miserable time. They're killing animals and having problems with that big time. And, you know, I've had a couple in our home. I know they love the water. And in my shower the other day, one of them was biting me. And when I slapped it, the blood was splattered all over the place.
No,
I mean,
kidding.
They're small, but they bite. Their bite is with the way they do it. They say the mouth... some kind of way their mouth, their teeth or something, slice open the skin, and that's where they lap up the blood.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
And they're tinier than a housefly, but their bite is worse than a mosquito bite.
I was trying to remember the other day I said what the name was en français, et puis j'ai oublié. Do you remember what it's called, those gnats are called in French?
I don't.
I had mentioned the name the other day, and now I can't remember it.
Yeah. I must have missed that part of the program, because this morning when I read that in the paper, I said, well, I sure hope we don't get an epidemic of that over here.
Yeah.
They hopefully not enough. And they said one of the things that was a deterrent for him was the extract vanilla.
No kidding.
Yeah, vanilla. they would go outside, put that on their hands and rub that around their necks and face and whatnot.
How
because they didn't
that?
Like the smell of vanilla.
Vanilla flavor, whether it's real or the imitation
the
vanilla extract.
It was something else, but I forgot what the other thing
How
was.
How about that?
Oh, I know. It was a carbon dioxide type of machine, a trap they use, sort of like for mosquitoes. They use that also for them.
Uh-huh.
And they use some other stuff. But this year they're having a big problem because of the extra flooding problems that they've had with it. And I hope they don't come down the water with that down south, because we don't need that beside the mosquitoes that we have.
Oh, you talk about. Thank you, Floyd, for that information.
Oui, vous.
According to the internet, this might be the correct pronunciation. And Nick, if you can help me, is it moucheron?
Yeah, that's it.
Moucheron for that.
Moucheron. I think there's another name for it around here.
Probably.
But c'est pas moucheron, mais je comprends bien, moucheron. C'est des petites mouches.
Yes.
All right. Let's, if there's nobody on the line right now, we can talk about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. And folks, if that furniture is looking a little bit shabby and you could have it looking like new again, well, you know what? Gervis O'Connor is the man to see. He's right there at 614 East LaSalle, coming in from the east side of Ville Platte. You'll find him at 614 East LaSalle, just across from Tate Cove Road. And Gervis will be glad to give you all the information you need, make you an estimate. 363-7011. C'est 363-7011. Il peut vous servir en anglais ou en français. Ça se fait, vous montrer les livres de Simple ou bien vous prenez votre étoffe à vous-même. Mais venez voir Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, 614 East LaSalle. And again, the phone number is 363-7011.
Okay, Jim, t'es paré pour d'autres calls?
On va prendre un autre phone call, certainement. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Mr. Mark.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you that Nick is doing real good. It took me a minute to remember him, but he's doing real fine. And
do you remember Nick from many years ago?
Yes, sir. I have a real good memory. I heard your early morning show, but my radio was real low. It was Mo Howard's birthday or something.
Yes, Mo Howard of the Three Stooges.
Yeah, boy, I used to like to watch them. When I was in junior high and high school on TBS, I would set my VCR when I would leave before I'd go to school, and I would record their shows on TBS, the Superstation, and I would watch them when I would come back.
Yeah, those are some funny shows.
Yeah, yes, sir. I think Mo was a barber before they hit it real big, if I remember right.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
And y'all have a good day, and wish y'all well, and I listen to y'all all the time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for checking in, and on va prendre un petit break, Jim. On va écouter un message. For Miss Cheryl, for Miss Jackie over at the Weibel Collection.
Have you visited with Jackie Weibel at her much larger new location on West Main and Ville Platte? The Weibel Collection, right across the street from her old location, with over 8,700 square feet of antique furniture, primitives, rustic, and shabby chic. Just arrived, she has new artwork by local Louisiana artists. Beautiful antique beds, rugs, vintage jewelry. Some of her pieces go back to the 1800s. There's glasswork, lamps, metal, rusty iron, and farmhouse items. The Weibel Collection has old cypress windows and doors. Come back often. Jackie brings in new merchandise and pieces every week. She offers gift certificates and a bridal register. She also offers layaways and gift wrapping. Come have a cup of coffee with Jackie today. The Weibel Collection is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the Weibel Collection, 123 West Main in Ville Platte.
363-2124. The lines are open. We're inviting you and we're encouraging you to come give us a call here on the radio for La Tosta Cafe to chat with us on whatever subject matter you want to talk about, whether it's gnats or anything else you want to talk about this morning. In English or en français. Jim, let's go back. And you got your coffee this morning, Jim.
I got the coffee this morning and is very good as usual. Helps out a lot. And I'm looking at the front page of the Acadiana Advocate here, Mark. And on the front page it says, Louisiana is still among the most expensive for auto policies. Despite cuts, the state trails only Michigan in the insurance rates. And, okay, looking here, it says a look at the top five most expensive states and the bottom five least expensive. Louisiana is still number two in the United States in the most expensive automobile insurance policies or premiums. And Michigan, of course, is number one. Louisiana is number two. And the average premium is $2,298. Florida, number three. Oklahoma, four. Washington, D.C. is number five. Now, in the lowest prices, Maine is the very lowest in the nation with an average premium, annual premium, $845.
That's
wow.
A lot
you
less.
Can compare that yeah. with here. And then, let's see, Virginia, $1,063. Iowa, Idaho, Wisconsin, and Maine. And so those are the lowest ones. And Louisiana is still number two in the entire nation as far as the cost of automobile insurance.
Okay, Jim, let's pick up some more phone calls right now.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, go ahead. Turn your radio down a little bit, if you don't mind, so that it doesn't give us feedback.
All right. They have a bunch of gnats over here. They bite the daylights out of you. I don't know what kind of poison they use to kill all that.
All right, so you're being invaded by a bunch of gnats.
Yes, sir.
And where is that at?
In Bellecourt.
Billard Cove, otherwise known as L'Anse de Billard.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So you got a lot of gnats your way, huh?
Yes, sir.
And this is Charles Fontenot?
Yes, sir. I live in Billard Cove.
All right. So there's a lot of gnats over there.
Yes, sir.
And they bite bad. It makes you know.
Every time I get outside, my pants is full.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Well, thank you for letting us know about that.
You don't know where I could get some poison for that, Ed.
Oh, I don't know too much. You'd have maybe contact your office of the county agent,
yes,
you know.
Yes, county agent can
They'd
help you.
Be able to help you out.
Okay, well, have a nice day. And y'all don't drink too much coffee.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, Jason Savoie. Comment c'est fait ce matin?
Hey, Jason Savoie, ça court bien ce matin sur la tasse de café.
Oui, I had a question for y'all. I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday who speaks fluent French, and he didn't know the answer to this either. Comment tu dis malheureux ou malheureux en anglais?
Malheureux. All right, Nick.
Malheureux.
Unhappy.
Unhappy, yeah.
Unfortunate.
A person who is unfortunate or unhappy. Il est malheureux.
So it's a noun. It's a noun then. It's a person.
It's an adjective. And il est malheureuse personne ou malheureux.
Unhappy.
Hey.
Unhappy. Uh-huh. All right.
Unfortunate then, huh?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you all so much.
Okay, Jason. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Wasn't there a song about that with that name on it? La Valse de Malideuse or something like
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was different
Is it
artists
Austin
made
P.
that.
Baby or somebody. It seemed like I remember playing that on the radio.
Yeah, in the Cajun Rendezvous songs. Yes.
Uh-huh. 363-2124. Let's take another break. On va écouter un message pour avec Miss Sherry at Industrial Service and Supply.
Bonjour, madame et monsieur. I'm Sherry with Industrial Service and Supply, your True Value dealer. As I speak, truckloads are coming with mulch, which we deliver 20 bags or more within a 15-mile radius. If you want your flower beds or lawn to look good for this spring and summer, now's the time to get started. While you are here, check out our outdoor tools, shovels, hoes, rakes, and hoes, and so much more. We have different size bags of topsoil for your flower beds or potting soil. We now have lawn mowers. Fresh in stock is tomato and pepper plants. Don't wait too long. Come while it lasts. Now that I got your yard out of the way, how about cranking that boat motor and going fishing? We have live bait, shiners, crickets, worm, and carp. Behind every project is the true value. Au revoir tout et bonne journée et mille bonjour beneath nos pieds. May God bless America.
Thank you very much, Miss Sherry, for all the good folks over at Industrial Service and Supply. And Jim, on a un autre call.
Moi, je veux, je suis bien d'accord d'accepter. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Debbie Fontenot. I'm calling a concern on the man about the gnats.
Uh-huh, yes, about the gnats?
Yes, sir. Over here on Woodman Drive, we have them, too. And they bad.
Where's that at?
On Woodman Drive.
Woodman Drive?
Yes, sir.
Where's that at?
Just past B&S, behind the First Life Assembly of God.
All right, beyond the B&S store.
Yeah.
All right. So there's gnats over there,
too. I'm over here, too. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have to close all our doors.
Uh-huh.
And gnats get mad. And when you open the door, they come in, and then at night, they start biting.
They're hungry, and they go for the blood.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for letting us know about that.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So apparently the gnats are bad around here, too, Jim.
Uh-huh.
363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone pour charter avec nous autres ce matin. Still have about a half hour left in the program, so give us a call and chat with us this morning sur La Tasse de Café.
Mark, I heard you mention earlier this morning about what happened on this date in 1952. The celebrity panel game show, I've Got a Secret, debuted on CBS TV. And you know what? It was on the radio long before it went on television. And that was, Gary Moore, huh?
Gary Moore.
Gary Moore was the MC for that. And we still remember from way back when we listened to it on the radio.
And you know what? I have a personal story about Gary Moore, Jim. And I don't know why it stays in my mind after all these years. But I remember my grandparents watching that show. My grandparents had a TV before we did. We lived next door to my grandparents. And I've Got a Secret was one of their popular shows. And they always called Gary Moore the Coffee Man. And I often wonder, why do they call him the Coffee Man? Because he had a flat top haircut. And the standard coffee man that would come bring the coffee to my dad's store had a flat top haircut.
No kidding.
So he was called the Coffee Man because Gary Moore looked like the standard coffee guy that came to deliver the coffee to the store.
Very interesting sidelight to the news today.
Is there still standard coffee people around delivering the coffee to the stores and stuff and homes and stuff?
I remember several years ago, we had standard coffee here that was brought in. And it seems to me like there was a Mr. Saucier,
yeah,
who was the dealer for that.
I remember him.
Uh-huh. So I'm not sure if that's still going on or what, but anyway.
But standard coffee's been around for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Well, while waiting for another phone call, Mark, I could talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana.
Okay.
Unlimited Home Care has provided outstanding, compassionate home care in this region for over 20 years. And if your elderly loved one, or if you have someone in the family who's disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home is not right for them now, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home, where they're happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from just a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everybody at this time, but that does not mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, cannot get the care they need safely and comfortably at home.
To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call. The number is 363-1663.
Bien merci, Jim. 363, 2 and 2 4, c'est notre numéro de phone, and we have another call.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Yes, those are nuts. En français, c'est pas des brûlots, t'appelles ça?
Des brûlots, yes. We have a local name for that, des petits brûlots. Et ça, c'est beaucoup, c'est mortel. C'est, écoute, ça peut mordre aussi fort qu'un maringouin.
Brûlot?
Un brûlot.
Un brûlot.
Yeah. And who's this?
It's James Bourdelon.
All right, James Bourdelon. Merci beaucoup. J'apprécie le phone call. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, little gnats, the petits brûlots. And that can be very aggravating when they're hanging around your face all the time.
Thank you for calling, sir. All right. And how do you say it one more time, Jim?
Des brûlots.
Brûlots.
That's the word local for the gnats. This on the dictionary says moucherons. Hein?
Yes.
Des petites mouches. All right.
So they're just as painful and aggravating as a mosquito.
Actually, almost more so because they're smaller. Let's see. C'est page.
Un
brûlot. Yeah,
c'est
right.
C'est un mot de Canada.
Yeah, but that's what we call them here, the brûlot.
So the Canadians call it that?
The Canadians call it, you know, evidently, we call them that too.
Here yeah, there. Right, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, des maudits vieux petits brûlots, ça, c'est the most aggravating, I can promise you that. They get in your eyes, your nose, and your ears. Oh, yeah.
Okay, while we're waiting for another phone call, Jim, allons écouter notre message pour Fontenot Physical Therapy.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Vilplatte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapist Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Vilplatte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, and for the good word about Fontenot Physical Therapy. And the lines are open again. Donnez-nous un call à ce matin sur la tasse de café, Jim.
Et merci, bon Dieu, qu'on n'a pas des petits brûlots qui, après, nous approcher ici dans la control room de KVPI.
Oh, Lord, yes.
C'est les malheureux. I'm looking here at, some of the things that happened on this date. Do you know that way back on June 19th of 1865, Union troops arrived at Galveston, Texas with news that the Civil War was over with and all remaining slaves in Texas were free, an event celebrated to this day as Juneteenth. Juneteenth. That is still celebrated today. And let's see. All right, having to do with the radio, Mark. In 1934, what happened on this date? Do you know?
Give me a hint.
It has to do with radio and television.
The first television?
The Federal Communications Commission was created. FCC was created on this date in 1934.
Wow, been around for a while.
So you know what the FCC is, huh?
Oh, yes.
Federal Communications Commission. It replaced the Federal Radio Commission. They changed the names, more or less, you know. And
I bet a lot of people are not aware, Jim, that for many, many, many years, to be a radio announcer, to be a DJ, you had to take an FCC test.
Oh, yes. A lot of us remember that.
Do you remember that, Nick?
I remember that.
Had to go to New Orleans. Well, first of all, they had them in Lafayette, Alexandria, and Lake Charles, and Baton Rouge. But then later on, when that first round was over with, you had to go to New Orleans to take that test.
Oh, yes. And there was a third-class license and a second-class license and a first-class license.
Right. And the regular DJs had to have
them posted up on the wall.
Right on. Yeah. We don't have any more on the wall over here.
No, they've done away with all the licenses,
right,
Jim.
They used to have to take an exam, and that exam was fairly tough. Especially, what was it, Element 9, I think, if I remember right. Element 9 of the exam was...
That was a tough
one. ...had to do with a lot of laws.
Allons, prenez notre call.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Monsieur Jim. Bonjour, Mark. Ça, c'est Tim Fontenot.
Monsieur Tim Fontenot lui-même. Bonjour, Tim.
I want to call and give a home remedy for the gnats.
All right. Very willing to listen.
Okay. For the people that have a problem with gnats, get some white vinegar or apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar is better.
All right.
Get a quart jar, mason jar.
Uh-huh.
Fill it with apple cider vinegar about halfway or three-quarters of the way.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have apple cider vinegar, put a tablespoon of sugar with your regular vinegar, a few drops of dish soap.
Uh-huh.
Cover it with a plastic wrap, like a saran wrap at the top, and make some about 10, 15 little holes at the top.
Uh-huh, in that plastic wrap, okay.
Yeah, and that attracts the bugs, and they go in there and they can't get out.
How about that? Ah. Well, a homemade
it's like a
trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another way is get those little sticky fly paper or little mouse traps.
Uh-huh.
Put it up around where you find the gnats. It's kind of like an old fly paper, you know.
Uh-huh.
And particularly yellow, because they said yellow tends to attract the... attract them. If you can't get that, put a little bit of honey and some petroleum jelly on a little piece of paper or something, and that attracts the gnats. And they go in there and they get stuck.
All right, it's almost like the tar baby, huh?
Right, that's right. And if you, what you might also do is pour vegetable oil down your drains. And cover them for, like the sink in your house, cover them for about 24 hours. Then you take it up, because a lot of times the gnats go where the water is. They can come up to you in your house through the drain.
Wow, how about that?
So that's some things they can do for their gnats.
You see, we're learning all kinds of things this morning.
Well, look, y'all have a good day, and hopefully that'll work for the people that have a problem with the gnats.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All thank right. You, bye now, Tim.
And not called, Jim.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Mike Perron.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, y'all. Listen, I was listening to Mr. Floyd and Tim talk about the gnats and stuff, and Mr. Floyd was saying he hopes it didn't come down south. Well, my neighbor and some of his friends, they go hunting, they go fishing at the river often. And a couple of 3 weeks ago, he came back, and he says, "Comes to his hands were swollen, his arms, his neck, his eyes." He says, "We had more gnats than I'd ever seen before." He said, "They're worse than mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, nothing compared to them. That's how bad they were. And we were miserable the whole weekend. All there was gnats that we couldn't get rid of."
And that was at the river?
That's around the river, exactly. So evidently, they're coming this way too. Hopefully, it stays around the river. But I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. But just to say, they are around the area.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim's got a good idea with his potion there. Maybe we can think about that, try to do something if it comes down to that. But he did. I mean, he showed me that he was swollen. His eyes were swollen. His
arm.
I mean, everything. They bit him. He said, "Mike, it's like mosquitoes." And he says, "We were miserable."
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what you do, but maybe we can do what Tim says and help ourselves out a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you bet. See y'all later.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mike and Jim. Allons prendre un petit break avec vous, and we'll take up some more phone calls sur la tasse de café.
Let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage at 2102 West Menninville Platte, offering you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles, and if they don't have the parts you're looking for, hey, they'll do everything they can to get it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, working on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted, and when it comes to parts, your choice. Brand new parts are reconditioned. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker at 363-1960. 363-960. Come and visit with owners Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Mainville Platte. Regular phone 363-7226 for Sooner's Auto Salvage.
And I'll call.
Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Uh-huh.
This is Suave, Swallow.
Suave himself. Go ahead, Suave.
You're talking about the gnats. I got a camp at the river, and we found out that by using vanilla extract, diluting vanilla with water, and put it in a little spray bottle, works.
All right, vanilla extract, where there's the real vanilla or the imitation vanilla.
Right, and we tried all kind of insect repellent. It did not do. Somebody told us about vanilla extract, and we did vanilla extract, and it's awesome.
All right. Awesome. You know, we really appreciate that bit of information.
So you don't have to do none of that stuff that Dr. Tim said. You just spray that vanilla extract all over you.
All right, very good. We're going to try that.
So you smell the vanilla all day.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Swami.
The cats and dogs will chase you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Swami. 363-2124. Jim, I posted this on our Facebook page, and I think everyone that, including you, Jim, and I know Nick, and I know everyone listens, believes in what we're trying to do to save our heritage, our culture, and more importantly than anything else, Jim, our beautiful language down here. And the folks over in Lafayette, they're a group primarily, I think, of young people. They call themselves Tele Louisiane, and they've been videotaping and promoting our culture and especially our language, and they came across this little clip. And Nick, if you can help me say this, les avantages de l'immersion sur les élèves et les parents. Am I saying that kind of right?
Yeah, that's
the advantages of immersion for the children and their parents. Is that what it basically says?
Yeah, the advantages of immersion. In other words, this is what the students and the parents say are the advantages.
Okay.
Not what the educators say, but what they say.
Okay, well, let's play a little bit of this. Here's a cute little girl that they're interviewing.
Tu aimes le plus de la fête française, où on est?
La cuisine.
Et c'est quoi ton mot préféré? Le mot que tu préfères le plus? Par exemple, les couleurs?
Oui.
Oui, les couleurs. Comme quelles couleurs?
Violette et rose.
Oui, violette et rose.
As a curiosity, and you as a parent, why did you choose an immersion school for your child?
Well, I'm a lifelong native of Louisiana. I'm originally from Lafayette, which is a lot of Cajun culture, a lot of French heritage. So it was important to me to kind of give her an exposure to that. And we fell in love with the school and the community here. So been wonderful so far.
Et c'est quoi ton mot préféré en français? Est-ce que tu as un mot préféré?
Poisson.
Le quoi?
Poisson.
Do you have anything you'd like to tell us?
I'm immigrant here.
Yes, we're all immigrants, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more recently immigrating. And it's a wonderful culture to be included in. because it has so many other cultures blending. And I mean, that is, I feel so comfortable. And I would like him to feel comfortable also speaking these three languages, especially French, because here it's a good, how can I say, a good environment, not only in the school, but in the society.
Oh, that's an interesting clip. So you can visit our Facebook page, Sur la Tasse de Café, to see the whole clip that's about 5 or 6 minutes long, Jim. So check it out, Sue KVPI. Give us a call, 363-2124. The phone lines are back open again. And speaking of the French thing, we have Nick, who's been observing La Tasse. And Nick, you are responsible, and you are teaching a lot of these students, aren't you, as well, aren't you, at Ville Platte High?
I teach at Ville Platte High School. High school students, mostly sophomores, take French 1, juniors will take French 2. And I have to say that from the time that I was in high school in the 1980s until today, the amount of just walking into the classroom straight off of the hallway, their first day in the classroom, students know a lot less French than we did back in the 1980s. I'll give just one example. I was in Mamou. You know, Mamou, everyone speaks French in Mamou, right? I was in Mamou for a football game, and a football player committed a penalty. And I was looking at one of the little ball boys. He must have been about, 10, 12 years old. And this kid committed a penalty, and I said, "Oh, mais c'est pas bon." And that little boy looked at me from Mamou when I said, "Pas bon." He said, "What did you say?"
Oh, no.
I said, "Pas bon? What that means?" he said. So, it's we've lost a lot where even little things, when I knew pas bon, because I got called pas bon when I was 10 years old and younger so many times, and pas bon wasn't good if it was pas bon. But it walking into the classroom, kids will come in and they have a real deficit of French language knowledge and words, much greater than, 30 years ago. And 30 years is a long time, but it's a huge deficit that I find when they walk in the classroom.
So we're losing it. So we got to really work hard and to keep this language going. Maybe.
One thing that I found out, that the Hispanics are more likely to teach their little kids their language rather than the French, because you can look and see a lot of the Hispanics, that les Mexicains, that they're teaching their kids their home language, and the Cajuns, the French, are not doing it. So there's a difference,
Exactly.
I think it certainly is a different political environment across the United States, where, according to my grandparents, it was fit in with the larger culture. But we're much more aware today of how important it is to keep one's culture, even if it's keeping it in the home, that primary culture that you grew up with. I think it's just unfortunate that we in South Louisiana went through that period of wanting to be fully assimilated, to the point that we sort of lost what we had and came to appreciate it maybe a little too late. Not too late, because of course KVPI is still doing great work to try to keep it alive, but certainly later than it needed to be realized.
And of course, I grew up speaking French, I had to learn English before getting into school, but I remember in first grade, a lot of us knew very little English, And I remember one guy named Shirley, he said, he's gêné, he needed to go be excused. I said, "Raise your arm up and tell the sister," this was in the Sacred Heart days, "tell sister you need to be excused." And he said, "Okay, je vais faire ça." So he raised up his arm, he said, "I need to be excused," and he took off running. Oh, that was in first grade.
And not called, Jim.
Sister Paulina was our teacher in the first grade when I was there in 42 or 43, sometime back. Another call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, it's Camille again.
Yes, Camille.
I'm listening to what y'all are saying, and Nick, I think that is so true. When talking about the Hispanics, if we notice, if you go to the Mexican restaurant or if you see them in the store, their children who are raised here do speak English, but their parents and grandparents still always talk to them in their native language.
Yes, yes.
And I noticed that at the nail place, for instance, the TNT Nails, their boys go to Sacred Heart, and they speak very good English. And, of course, They speak English in the shop to their mom, but she speaks good English now too. But she speaks to her boys always in her native language of Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it reminds me of when we were little, and Mr. Jim, I'm sure the same with you. And I'm Nick, you're a lot younger than me, but I myself was raised in a household which spoke English, mother and daddy, basically to each other, even though they were both very well versed in French. But at my grandparents' house, they only spoke French to me, and they only spoke French to my mother and daddy. Definitely kept, that was, heredity. And we kept that, was something that was left for us to learn, and that's how my cousin Bob Quinlty and I learned it. Surely, because no one spoke English in their homes.
Right.
And I think that's where we lost it, because I know Randy and I, and I'm fortunate that we do speak French, and we speak French together here in front of my grandchildren. My girls understand it, but we never really spoke French to them. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents died when they were still a little too young. And Mom and Daddy knew it. But, I mean, I can see where that went out. And I think that's exactly what y'all were saying. These other countries, they keep that language very, very strong.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I have a granddaughter who is from Kazakhstan. She's Russian, and she has been in French immersion since pre-K in Lafayette. She speaks beautiful French. In fact, when we're driving, if she wants to give me a direction in Lafayette, it just comes, à la gauche, mon mio. She says it in French right away.
Passe à la gauche.
It makes it's fun, you know, because we can, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. We don't speak enough French in our homes, those of us who know it, to the little ones, where they would get used to hearing it. They'd have to understand it.
That's right. Thank you, Camille.
Okay, Ben. Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Jamard's Incorporated, Mark.
Okay.
And, of course, Jamard's Incorporated, you're not dealing with some newcomers. They've been doing business since 1948. It's still in the same family since 1948, and David Jamard and the crew will be glad to do whatever. And, of course, whether you're looking for insulated doors, insulated windows, or maybe you need to put some gutters all around, seamless gutters all around the roof, and then storage buildings, metal buildings. They're doing a lot of that recently at Jamard's Incorporated with proven experience. Call 363-1205, 363-1205, or visit them on the web. That's www.jamards.com. Jamard's Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together.
And we got another call, Jim.
All right, bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, that's Tim again. When you were telling me about, telling the listeners about your early days at Sacred Heart,
mm-hmm.
It reminded me of a story. There was a man who taught his little boy English, and he said, "Time you learn English, boy." He said, "Okay." He said, "We can learn how to count." He said, "Say one." He said, "One." He said, "Say two." He said, "Bien merci, papa, moi je l'ose."
C'est tout.
C'est tout, fini.
Yeah, I'll talk to.
That's a good one. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, bye-bye
Jim.
Now. Let's talk about Raiders Insulation, Mark. Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation can help you reduce your energy cost. They offer insulation, whether commercial or residential. And you know what? He can work with you on new construction or existing construction, blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attic and in the walls. And foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors on houses that are off the ground on piers. Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. Free estimates, of course. And you know what? Financing is available. So call Winston LaFleur at phone number 337-230-5811. And he can serve you en français ou en anglais. Save money, save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation.
A little plug for those who would like to. Remember how we used to have a French table here, Jim? La table française?
Uh-huh.
Some years ago. Well, they have resurrected a weekly program for adults who would like to meet together pour parler en français. And that's Monday afternoons at 3:30. Ça, c'est les lundi après-midi à 3h30 at the library, the Ville Platte Library, For those who would like to learn to speak French or would just like to converse in French, that's with Miss Jackie Miller, Monday afternoons, 3:30 at the Villeplante Library, and everyone is invited to attend.
À la grande salle aux bibliothèques de la Villeplante.
Oui.
Somebody on the line?
Yes, sir.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
It's Gary. Mark, you stole my line. That's what I was calling. We meet every Monday at 3:30 to 4:30. We started the 10th. This was yesterday. Monday was our second meeting. And at first it was French with English words inserted because we couldn't think of it. But this past Monday we spoke better. And it was interesting and fun. So anybody wants to join us, we had a good time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we hope to...
And on Tuesdays, I'll go visit my blind friend Bernadine, and Purvis comes. So yesterday, I said, let's talk in French. So I got to practice some more. So it was very interesting. So thank you, the library, for doing this. I think Ursula Jackie Miller started it or something, but we're having a good time.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone, Jim.
All right, Mark, merci beaucoup. Allons voir, je voulais parler pour Flat Town, Farm Supply and Hardware. And, you know, that's at 1209 West Main, right here in Ville Platte. You can see them for all of your hardware needs. They handle general hardware and tools of all kinds, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, welding supplies, paints for the interior or exterior, belts, bearings, metal. Oh, concrete steps. If you're looking for concrete steps, folks, they've got them for you. And they've got fencing and so much more. They specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're a Vermeer dealer and handling your hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check out their inventory and equipment right there. Give them a phone call, 363-5528. Ça, c'est 363-5528. L'adresse 1209, la rue West Main, Flat Town, Farm Supply and Hardware.
And out call, Jim.
All right, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Michael Duplichat.
Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Well, I'd go spend a week in Basel with my grandpa and my grandma.
Uh-huh.
We go to church, get me up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to church.
Oh, yeah, early morning mass was in French.
Yeah, and so I went with Grandpa and Grandma, and I was in church, and I could hear my grandma, you know, saying the rosary in French.
Uh-huh.
So when I got home, I went and asked Mama. I said, Mom, Grandma's saying prayers, but she says she's cutting some grass.
Oh. It sounds like cutting grass.
Yeah, okay. Then I say, Mama said, no, it's full of grace.
Plein de grâce. Plein de grâce.
And I was saying, well, no, Mommy's cutting the grass.
Yeah, salut Marie, plein de grâce. All right, thank you so much for that one.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Mike, for calling. And not called.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Is this Brenda Manuel from Eunice?
Yes, Brenda.
We have been in Pasadena, Texas for about 20 years. And every time we'd go to the store, the Mexicans would stand in the aisle and they'd talk in Spanish.
Yeah.
So we'd turn around and we'd talk in French and they'd look at us like we were crazy.
Uh-huh. That's right. So each one was talking their native language.
Today, some of them are ashamed of their French heritage. And I don't think they should be.
That's right. We should be proud to be able to speak two languages, you know?
Yes, sir.
Or three languages.
Sir. Okay. Y'all have a good day, Mr. Jim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brenda. 363-2124. On a à peu près 5 minutes qui restent sur notre programme.
All right, Mark. Merci beaucoup. Et on va parler pour Sester Youngs. Ah, Mamou, Monsieur Rob Duplichat vous invite de venir les visiter. Quand vous pourrez regarder pour la fourniture, les meubles et la fourniture, dans des butins, mais toujours bien. Sester Young's Appliance Furniture and Floor Covering, they've got everything you need. And you know what? Appliances by
Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana. They've got free delivery and setup and special financing terms, too. Your oldest appliance dealer here, Sester Young's on 6th Street in Mamou. So be sure to tell them hello for us, okay?
All right, Jim, another call.
Bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Cindy Stewart, Mr. Jim.
Go ahead.
Well, growing up in Whiteville, when in the early 60s, my dad bought a farm in L'Anse-de-Bélas, so we moved over there. My mom and dad spoke French to each other, and we understood everything, and my grandparents only spoke French. Well, when we moved there, we were going on the bus to Chicagna School. All the kids on the bus were speaking French, and I had never seen that before, coming from Whiteville. And when they got off the bus, they spoke English, because you weren't supposed to
right on.
French. Not at all.
No French in school.
And so when we only stayed out there a year, so when we moved back, I went back to school in Bunky, and there's no French people in Bunky. But I had a teacher that was not very nice, and he called me a coon ass.
Oh, Lordy.
As you know, and so I told my mother. Well, she went and reamed him out really good.
Uh-huh.
The thing was, my old aunt still reminds me. She says, one thing, there's three things you said you weren't going to do when you grew up. I said, what was that, Aunt Joyce? She said, you weren't going to speak French because they think you're illiterate. You weren't going to marry somebody from Louisiana because you didn't want to have to pick cotton the rest of your life. And I wanted to travel. And so she said, you pretty much did all of that. I said, yes, I did. It just worked out. I said, the lagniappe was not marrying somebody from Louisiana. That was a plus. But, yeah, they just thought we were, and that's why when my grandmothers would talk to me in French, my uncle was in the Air Force in England, and so she would tell me what she wanted to put in the letter, because I'd write the letters for her, and I translated to English for him. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting, but it's all good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. We really appreciate hearing from you. And, Mark, that wraps up our program.
Thank you for calling, Cindy.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
That wraps it up for us for today. And, of course, tomorrow sera le tour à Charlie.
Yes, sir.
All right. And today's program brought to you by Raiders Insulation Express, U Storage Self Storage, Flat Town Farm Supply, Gibco Pools, Sooner Auto Salvage, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Sester Young's Appliance and Furniture, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, The Weibel Collection, Jamard's Incorporated, Industrial Supply and Sports, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, and Fontenot Physical Therapy. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse.